This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, June 29th, 2018. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on the show this Friday, Brooks Blevins explains how he researched his new book about the history of the Ozarks before the Civil War. It's the first of a three-book series that chronicles the history of the Ozarks. Before that, we're going to chronicle our region in contemporary times with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. He's with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. I don't think anyone has ever accused me of being contemporary, but I'll take it.
I want to play something here. That's of course not contemporary either. It's the theme from Footloose, and we're going to talk about Footloose in a few minutes. We'll explain why I brought up some Kenny Loggins. But before that, let's talk about some voting demographics that are on TalkBusiness.net this week.
Yes. We had the June 19th primary runoff between Frank Glidewell and Representative Matt Pitch. Pitch won. It was an 84-vote margin out of 4,008 votes. Very tight race, but the demographics are interesting. 73% of those who voted were 55 or older. And Kyle, that is the exact opposite of the demographics, which is to say 27, roughly 8% of county voters are above the age of 55. So it's split, which I think is interesting because there's, as these millennial and younger generations become more vocal and more active on social media and they talk about getting involved, we're not seeing that in the voting patterns in Sebastian County. And I talked to Sebastian County Election Commissioner Lee Webb, and he said that although the primary runoff had limited turnout, still reflects the last three or four elections that he has seen. There might be a 2 or 3 percentage point difference, but it's pretty much the same. And he said that if he was running a campaign or managing someone's campaign, he'd tell them not to spend a dime on anything that doesn't target people unless they're above age 55. People 54 below, he wouldn't target them. Just a little over 20% of that were people in the 18 to 34 age group. So breakout, when you dig down a little deeper, it's even, I think, more troubling how few people between the ages of 18 and 34 voted.
More numbers at TalkBusiness.net, all about transportation in the latest Arkansas Transportation Report. What do you think stands out from this latest transportation report?
Well, that's a good question. I think two things stand out, and I know these aren't sexy or glamorous numbers, but they do give us a fundamental indication. They're a baseline for how regional economies are performing. First is river traffic. I know folks, again, in northwest Arkansas don't care. The river doesn't come through here, but I think they would be very surprised about how much of their raw materials for manufacturing and for construction are shipped into Van Buren, Fort Smith, and then either put on a rail or a truck and head up the hill. March traffic on the river, first 5 months of the year, is up a little over 9%, 9.2%. That's a good number. And barge traffic in May topped 5 million for the first time since 2013. Employment traffic, that's the number of people who get on board an airplane. Employment traffic at X&A through May of this year is up 5.3%. In May, employment's almost 70,000 people in May, which is the second highest monthly total in X&A history. There were a little over 72,000 in June 2017. State's largest airport, Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, claims for the first 5 months of the year up 1.6%. The only area that's down is Fort Smith Regional Airport. They're down 2.3% through May. So all the numbers, river traffic, employment traffic, indicate they're all good signs for the broader economy.
All right. Now, finally, help me explain why I came into our segment with Kenny Loggins and this song. Back to 1984 in Footloose, and Eric Mitchell, who writes for TalkBusiness.net, found something that relates to Footloose, didn't he?
Yeah, well, we received this email about an agenda item being added to the Fort Smith board meeting. When I opened it up, if it had been anywhere near April 1st, I would have just bet you that the city of Fort Smith all of a sudden had found a sense of humor and was pranking the media. But it's not a prank. There is, on Fort Smith City ordinances, a law that says, quote, shall be unlawful for any person, firm, or corporation to operate a public dance hall on Sunday or to operate any other place in which dancing is engaged on Sunday. It had a fine of $25, no more than $500, which then we figured it out. $500 then amounts to about $4,700 today. So it was a substantial fine. But here's the issue. Dancing, I don't know if you know this. This, by the way, this ordinance was passed November 27, 1953.
1953, okay.
So dancing, public dancing, endangered, quote, the public health, safety, and welfare, end quote, of citizens. So just so you know that. And they're going to have a meeting. They're going to have fun with this. And they'll more than likely take it off the books. Two things. What was going on in 1953? Eisenhower's president. We're coming out of Korea. The Red Scare was growing. That's roughly around the time we put In God We Trust on our money. We put Under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. People think that's always been Honor Money in the Pledge from the Founding Fathers, but it's not. It was all the pushback against communism. And if you remember, smoking marijuana, dancing, there are a lot of these things at the time we thought were negative influences that these communists and these liberals were doing to make us weaker so we would succumb to the Red Menace. So it's interesting that's still on the books.
So technically, Sunday in Fort Smith, it's illegal to dance. Now, this might get taken off the books.
Public dancing.
Public. Oh, I could do it in my home.
Yeah, you can do it in your home. I was raised, of course, it was over in Johnson County. I was raised in the Pentecostal church where there was some dancing on Sunday. So I don't know how that would have gone down. But it being in a church, I'm sure that it was okay.
Yeah, right. Well, you can read about all of these items and many more at talkbusiness.net. Michael Tilley, thank you so much for your time.
All right.